This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Congressman Jared Huffman has introduced the Yurok Lands Act that would expand the acreage on the Yurok Reservation and give the tribe a greater role in federal decisions that affect the tribe or its lands. The bill transfers just over 1,200 acres of federal lands to the tribe, lands known as the Yurok Experimental Forest near the Blue Creek watershed, lands that are also of importance to the religious and cultural history of the tribe. It requires that federal management agencies consult the tribe on any major actions taken on federal lands that could impact the reservation as well. Pacific Gas and Electric has awarded the Karuk Tribe $100,000 to address infrastructure needs and community protection necessary for the implementation of prescribed burns in the eastern part of the county. The money will be used to identify areas for the burns, promote community resilience to wildfires and climate change at the community and regional levels, and to strengthen the tribe's capacity to respond to wildfire in the mid-Klamath River Basin. The tribe held a short ceremony at the Blue Lake Casino yesterday to accept the award. The Fortuna Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating the driver of a white late-model Toyota Camry, wanted in connection with a hit-and-run incident at Newburg Road and Fortuna Boulevard yesterday at around 4 o'clock. The driver of the Toyota struck a bike rider in front of a gas station and then fled the scene with damage to the front end. The bike rider escaped serious injury, and Fortuna Police have posted surveillance photos of the suspect to its Facebook page. Eureka Police Chief Steve Watson is just a few days into his new job, but he's already redecorating the chief's office. Watson has invited the public to design a piece of artwork that can fill a blank space on the wall of the office, art that highlights the partnership between the police department and the community. The artwork can be either loaned or gifted to the department, and if enough pieces are submitted, they will be used to decorate the hallways or the conference room as well. The National Weather Service reports that for the fifth time this month, the city of Eureka set a daily heat record as warm weather settled over the coast. The mercury reached 79 degrees yesterday afternoon, breaking a record set in 1970. September has seen a string of record-setting warm days, including September 2nd, when the temperature reached an all-time high of 87 degrees. Cooler temperatures are in the forecast over the weekend, however, as we start to see the return of autumn weather. The Eureka Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating a man who was visiting Eureka. A flyer has been posted that provides the details about 56-year-old Nevada resident Gary Wilson, who was staying at the Travel Lodge on 4th Street. Police report that Wilson went for a walk at about 6:15 Tuesday night and never returned to the motel. Wilson is an adult white male with a white beard and bald head. He's 6'6 and was wearing jeans and a Harley-Davidson t-shirt and was carrying a camo backpack. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.